Hello, welcome to a very short update from Connecting Consciousness. It's Friday the 13th, and that's not why I'm doing a short presentation, because I'm terrified of something dropping on me. We just need to do a quick update on things, and haven't really had the time to do a full one, but obviously we will do before Christmas. All right, so thank you. I'll just move the cat. Just sit there a minute, will you? First thing I want to talk about is the situation in Connecting Consciousness with MeWe Pro. For the American members amongst you, you will have clicked on to access MeWe Pro, the communication platform that we use, and you will find that you couldn't get access to it. Now, I'm sure that most of you have received all the emails and the information as to what occurred, but just to, you know, to let you know what happened. We had this wonderful program, and the American coordinator very kindly said that she'd pay for it, which she did. And then there was an issue, and I got a bill for $3,300, which obviously I wasn't going to pay, because I can't pay that. There was a big hoo-ha, and Tana, the US coordinator, spoke to the chief executive, the senior officer of MeWe Pro, who said, "Oh, well, if you're a non-profit organization, I suppose we can let you do it for free," which we thought was the case anyway. But, you know, he's a top man, he said that. And, you know, that's what's going to happen. So we definitely can operate this platform for as many members around the world as we want for free. Obviously really relieved, because Becky had put many hours of work into creating that, and other people had played a role too, and to have that taken out from you is a bit of a kick in the teeth, really. But the chief executive said, when he'd understood what Connecting Consciousness was, he said how impressed he was. And he really could buy into the values of it, and as a result of that, obviously did a bit of his research and looked us up a bit, and said, "No, you definitely can operate for free, and you know that's absolutely fine, because it's an encrypted service, and they don't sell the information to a third party. The reason that Facebook and all the others are free is because they're selling that information to a third party." And that's very valuable, isn't it? Because, you know, if you're talking about, we've had this kitchen in this house for 10 years, and maybe it's time for a new kitchen, but I don't know if we can afford it. And then that's sold on. And the next thing you know, when you open your iPad or whatever it is, you've suddenly hit with adverts for a kitchen. And you think, oh, how did they know that? But MeWe Pro doesn't do that. But they're not advertising, therefore they don't get the money. There's no adverts carried on it. So how do they make the money? They make the money for corporates who do not want their information passed on to competitors. And so corporates pay MeWe Pro for the privilege of having encryption and an absolute cast iron guarantee that what is said is not passed on to retail organizations or third party organizations who want to make a profit out of it. And so those organizations are expected to pay. The reason that I authorized the move to MeWe Pro was simply because, you know, I don't fancy Facebook. I don't fancy any of those things, simply because they sell your information, my information, third party. So for the chief executive to absolutely confirm, look, you know, you're a non-profit, and are really having looked into it, like the ethos of Connecting Consciousness, I like what you're doing, I think it's really good. His own words. And I want to support you, and that's the way he's done it. So I am truly sorry that there's been a glitch in the system. We are working on it as best as we can, and we will get that up and running again very quickly. So you should all have had several emails explaining that. But if you've missed it, then hey, you've heard it from me now. So that's the first one. This is all sort of in-house stuff at the moment. I wanted just to quickly say that I was told that when this was announced, before we had the good news that we could run free, members started to say that they would pay for it. Now, obviously, we're not going to do that, but I thought that was truly wonderful that individual American members were offering to actually pay for it. Because I don't charge a membership fee. I don't charge anybody to be a member of Connecting Consciousness deliberately. I don't want that. So we don't have a war chest. We don't have a pot of money to deal with things like that. We just don't run like that. That's not, I don't want to be controlled by that. And so for people just to say, well, we'll help, is truly wonderful. But as it goes, we very kindly, we don't need that. Other people have talked to me about difficulty with YouTube wanting to monetize videos, and they may well take down any podcast or any video that's not carrying an advert. In other words, where YouTube can't make money out of it. As it stands, I'm not going to run adverts. I don't feel the need for it. I don't want to be controlled. You see, as soon as you take an advert, then YouTube got you because they're paying you. Now, I don't think it's very much. I know a couple of people, I know Kerry does it and a couple of others, but don't think they get paid that much. But my philosophy is that as soon as you do that, then the organization can say, well, we can start to put pressure on you because we're paying you. So I'd rather try and keep as independent as I possibly can. So I haven't had any emails saying, either monetize or we'll take you down. I haven't had that. But I do not intend to, to carry adverts. So just to let you know on that one. Those of you who don't know, Becky is the overall coordinator for Connecting Consciousness. I clearly couldn't manage all of the teams and do what I do. So Becky very kindly manages the teams, the coordinators, and she does quite a lot of the admin work. She does have an ongoing health issue, and it flared up recently. It would be very, I suppose, new agey of me to say, hey, we were attacked, because she had a flare up of this. It was reasonably serious. She had to go to hospital. And having an MRI scan and a CAT scan, and it's to do with the nasal passages. And you might think, well, sinuses, nasal, that's not very serious. But in this case, it is quite serious. And she's got an operation scheduled in for January. And there was only one man, I say it was a man because it was a man, there's only one man in Great Britain who was competent to do it. A number of doctors, surgeons looked at the reports and said they didn't feel that they wanted to do it. They felt it was too difficult or tricky for them. And there is this one guy who said he's, he'll do it, and that'll be in January. I want to thank everyone in the NHS and in the hospital staff. How wonderful people are, nurses, doctors, the cleaners, anyone and everyone who works in hospitals, and in particular, when you're in a ward or you're visiting a sick person, and just how wonderful and how lucky we are in the United Kingdom that we don't directly pay for our medical care. And I'm sure most of us take it for granted. Whereas if you're in the United States or Australia or many other countries, you have to have insurance and you have to pay for your care. And we in this country don't pay directly for that. So it's free at the point of service. And let's never forget that and how lucky we are. So just to let you know that I've sort of put Becky on an enforced holiday. I said to her, you're going to take a vacation to run up to Christmas. So coordinators, you have received an email, but please don't email Becky with your issues. You have been given a person to email, and if that person needs direction, they're going to come to me and I'll make a decision. So it's not an attack. We're not being attacked. This is a general, genuine medical situation that Becky has. Although I say it would be very fashionable to throw my arms up in the air and say we're being attacked. I only say it when we really are being attacked. And this is not that. This is just something else. Okay, moving on. Still internal stuff here. I know you'll want me to get to the exciting stuff, but this is exciting for us because it's connecting consciousness. It's what I created and what we all work towards. So it is important. The five anti-5G sticks, great news. I've got another meeting tomorrow, and we are having the link placed on simonparks.org so that a person who wants to purchase the anti-5G defense shield can click on my site. That takes you straight through, and then you can do the deal and pay with them. They are coming through at batches, or they will come through at batches of 1,000. So when the 1,000 is sold, the next 1,000 comes in, and there will be probably a 2-week delay. So when you click on it and you pay for it, you might get it almost within 2 to 3 days, or you might have to wait for 2 weeks. 2 weeks is the maximum period, because this is when they're arriving from Europe, and you know, the batch. So it's almost like a pre-order, really. And you're showing your intent and you pay for it, and then it's sent to you. So I'm going to make the announcement when I've got the go live date. I'm going to make the announcement by putting something on the website, simonparks.org. I'll do a quick update here, and any other way that I can advertise it. So very soon now, looking exciting. We really, really can't wait to get started before Christmas. It was really important to me, wanted to do that. Okay, that's that. Let's move on now to national, international stuff. Those of you who have been slightly aware, there was a general election here in Britain, and as expected, Boris Johnson and the Conservative Party won. No surprise to me. I didn't do a huge lot of updates about it because it's a foregone conclusion that the Conservatives were going to win. I'm not at all surprised. And it means that Great Britain will now leave the European Union and will be able to make a trade deal with the United States and with Australia and New Zealand and India and goodness knows, maybe even China, as well as the European Union. It might mean that people coming now from European countries might require a visa on top of your passport. But that won't take effect until sort of February, I think, onwards. So if you are planning to visit the UK and you are a European person, don't just take it for granted that your passport is enough now. So double check and see if you need a visa. Just as you would to go to America or to Australia, you need a visa. So there's that one. Let's go to America. President Trump. I still can't get over that excellent tweet where the Democrats said that they were decided finally they were going to impeach him, and he tweeted back, "Well, hurry up then." I just think that's so funny. Hurry up then, get on with it. He's not at all bothered by it, I have to say. He is not at all bothered. And you may have heard that the Democrats put back by a few days their final authorization to do the impeachment. They're apparently holding on for primetime television. They want to release this announcement at primetime TV, which tells me it's got nothing to do with impeachment of fact or truth. If you are seriously looking at wrongdoing, you do not wait to hit primetime television. You do it as soon as the due process has taken place. You do all the paperwork, you authorize it, and it doesn't matter when you do it, because it's not about publicity. But this obviously is. This obviously is about publicity. And so that'll be interesting. And I honestly do think that President Trump is right, that when this goes to nothing, then an awful lot of people who are undecided voters, maybe they vote Democrat one time and then Republican another time, what we in Great Britain call a floating voter, I don't know what you might call them in the States, but those people, I think, by and large, will be somewhat disappointed with the shenanigans taking place in the House. And I think that President Trump will pick up quite a few votes from that. So that's the situation. He's not at all concerned. And in many ways, this impeachment is playing into the hands of President Trump, just as in Great Britain, Jeremy Corbyn and the anti-Semitism or the uncosted or unfunded programs or projects that he was putting forward, and the disorganisation that played into Boris Johnson's hands. So sometimes a politician doesn't actually have to do a great deal if his or her opponent is a bit slippery on the feet and falling over all the time. You just let your opponent make those mistakes for you, and you know, we see this time and time again. Okay, I think the other thing I wanted just to say that I have very scant information. I've left, say, the best till last. I think I've left the most important till last. I have very scant information that a number of attacks that were scheduled, and I do not know where or when. All I know is before Christmas. Apparently have been pulled. So what, you know, we would call false flags have been pulled. The question is whether these different organizations are going to honor that. I would think most of them will do, because they take their command or their orders from on high. But sometimes individuals or cells or groups, they go rogue. And they refuse to take the orders from on high, and they go out and do something. And good example of that is 2012, when I was rammed off the road in Britain, and car was completely had no wheels left on the car, and I had one wheel left on the car. And by some great good fortune, I was totally unhurt. That transpired to have been just a group of three people who were acting without authorization from their bosses, and they just took it on themselves to try and take me out. And that was in 2012, and the passenger that I had with me as well, trying to kill two birds with one stone. And then my understanding is that they were obviously dealt with because they acted out without instruction. And so sometimes when an order goes out to do some attacks, and then that order is countermanded, sometimes individuals are so hyped up or so hugely excited that they think, to hell with it, we're just going to do it anyway. So I can't guarantee you there won't be any, but what I can say to you is that the smallest piece of information that I've got is that they've pulled these false flags. The reason I've pulled them is because a number of arrests are taking place, and the only one that's public is the Mexican government minister. I think he might be an ex-minister, but he was a Mexican minister, and he was, for some reason, in traveling through Texas. And they were waiting for him, feds were waiting for him, and picked him up and arrested him on drug charges. And you should really see this in connection with the families of the church that were both dual nationality, US and Mexican, who died in a supposedly died in a crossfire, but may well have been targeted, because this Mexican American group were very anti the drugs gangs. They weren't giving shelter to the drugs gangs. Please understand that on the border between the US and Mexico, ordinary innocent people in Mexico feel threatened and intimidated, and they have to give their houses up as a safe house to hide these drug gangs in for a day or whatever, and then the drugs gangs move on. And this church group refused to do that. So the information I've received was that they weren't actually caught in crossfire. They were actually attacked and deliberately cold blood killed. They didn't have any guns to defend themselves, I don't think. And the children were killed, as many of them were killed, because they were not giving sanctuary to the drugs barons. Now, that is why you won't find that in the newspapers, you won't find that on YouTube. But that's why President Trump, when he was told that through intelligence, he then said to the president of Mexico, basically, if you don't do something about this, I'm going to literally send the army in. They're already along the wall. I'll just send 12,000 troops across. The Mexican president knew that Trump was not kidding, went public. You may have picked this up and said, Mexico's a sovereign country and you can't come here and tell me what to do and all this lot. And then thought about it a little bit and started to quietly do a deal with President Trump to let some of these people be taken out. So some of these arrests that were part of these indictments, we've been talking about some of them have been actions, and it's very, very difficult because nothing's coming up in public. But I can tell you this is one of them, and that is public, although then they're just saying that he was arrested in Texas on drugs trafficking charges. So what's happening is that when the negative force makes a threat, then the good side makes a threat, and then someone backs down. And in this case, this negative force, which was thinking of doing something on a number of cities, has now pulled that plan and backed off because Trump is authorizing some arrests. And as I say, the Mexican is a very few public examples we've got of that. Most people just disappear. So that's encouraging, but what I am saying is that it does not 100% mean that everyone's going to follow those orders. So, although I don't have any specific intel as to where or when, that's all I've got. So, as you can imagine, what with Becky being not so good and us having to cover a little bit there, and MeWePro frightening me half to death with a bill for $3,300. I don't think I can age anymore, but probably did. It's a bit crazy, and I don't look on that as an attack either. I just think that's just the way it is on this planet. That's, it's just the way we go with it. So I want to thank everybody. We will do a podcast, a normal Connecting Consciousness one, towards Christmas. There will not be a Christmas special. I think I've said it. It's just beyond our capability to do it. We are just a group of volunteers. We're just a small group of people, and we try our very best. And we have these great ideas. We could do this, we could do that. And then you look round the table and you think, well, it's us again, isn't it? We're going to do it. And I'd rather concentrate on getting the news out there, getting the intel out. I like the Christmas specials, they're lovely, but I just haven't got the resources to do it. One day, if some huge wealthy person comes to us and says, I like Connecting Consciousness, I'm going to support you, fantastic, we'll do it. But up until then, we'll just concentrate on what we're good at. We'll concentrate on what you want to hear and what we need to get out there and be truthful. So thanks very much indeed. Lots of love to everybody, and we'll keep in touch soon. Take care. Bye bye.